Thank you. Good morning to you.
So first up, a new release, a Cyrano. Anybody knows anything about this? You see what I did there? Cyrano de Bergerac had the big nose.
That's exactly right. We all know the story, which is famously reenacted in 1987 with the rom-com Roxanne, starring Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah. And the wonderful Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones fame, among so many other things, including a really fantastic early movie of his called The Station Agent. So he's Cyrano in this film, and he's in love with Roxanne, but he's too shy to woo her. He's a wonderful wordsmith, so he woos her through love letters, which are delivered by a handsome young Christian. Not as in Christian in a religious bent. His name is Christian. It's been nominated for Best Achievement in Costume Design at the Oscars. It cleaned up at the BAFTAs recently and looks incredibly lush. It's a bit of a musical. It's sort of got swoon-worthy romance and total escapism. So we love it.
Is this sort of a medieval version of, what do they call it, catfishing?
That's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, well done.
Never thought of that before.
I think you've nailed it.
Thank you very much. All righty. So when is that starting?
Well, that's already been screening for a little while. That sort of kicked off just before our Bendigo Festival of Australian Film. So that's already going, and it's running until the 28th. So a few more sessions yet.
Okay. Now, another new release, a comedy, Off the Rails, starting today at 1 p.m.
That's right. Look, who doesn't love Blondie and a bit of a road trip movie? This one's going to be great fun. We've got 50-something women who set out to repeat a European interrailing trip that they did when they were younger after one of their friends passes away and sort of leaves them these tickets to go on this adventure. And her final request is for them to take her teenage daughter with them. It's got Sally Phillips, who is always good for a laugh. It was also the last film for the late Kelly Preston, a.k.a. Mrs. John Travolta, who sadly passed away last year after a battle with breast cancer. Features a music of Blondie. It's got a guest appearance from the magnificent Dame Judi Dench. And it's one of those films that wasn't really hugely well received by the critics, but the audiences are loving it. Come along and see for yourself. It's a lot of fun.
You missed one. Be still my beating heart.
Okay, we've got a bit of fan here.
Andrea Corr from The Corrs.
Okay. Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Yes, hey, I see what you did there. I was lucky enough to meet her and her sisters.
Oh, wow.
And the brother as well. Met them some years ago, and they were actually really, really lovely people. And
I have heard that. Yeah.
So there you go. All righty.
There you go. Another reason to come and see it.
Exactly. And Cynotopia, Harold and Maud, 1971 comedy, drama, romance. I sort of remember a bit about this movie, but not too much. Fill us in again.
Yeah, so this it's basically a cult classic now, this title. It's the story of Harold, who's young, rich, he's obsessed with death, and he meets a lively septuagenarian called Maud, played by Ruth Gordon, at a funeral and finds himself changed forever when they sort of strike up this unusual relationship. They basically explore the whole meaning of life concept together, and it's an odd sort of film, but ultimately it's got really beautiful sort of warm humour and a massive heart. So it's easy to see why it's a favourite for many.
Come on, and Death on the Nile still showing. And don't forget to hit Chambers Bar from 5 o'clock on a Friday. And even if you're not going to a movie, but if you're going, it just enriches the whole experience.
Right, and I should have actually mentioned too that tonight is the first of our Friday Night with Elvis films. So, Bendigo's got Elvis fever, so we're kicking off with Follow That Dream. So you can grab a Elvis-inspired cocktail between 5 and 8 and then head on down to the movie at 8 o'clock.
Dare I say it, Hannah? Well, thank you very much.
Boom, boom.
Hey, thanks for that, and we'll chat to you guys again next week.
No worries. Thanks, Mark.